Right, have you ever tried to get a broadband connection in Ripley?
I'm Deborah Holden. I own and run a coffee shop and retail shop, Nest Home and Cafe, right in the middle of Ripley. We have happily are very busy, so our tills are whirring all day. The card payments rely on the internet and the broadband speed. There are times on a busy Saturday that my whole system crashes. In this day and age, it's very unprofessional to look somebody in the eye and say, I'm really sorry, you're buying this lovely thing, but I need you to give the payment in cash. My children are 10 and 12. Their homework, you know, now is often requires them to get onto Google, do research. Unfortunately, we often see a drop in the speeds around 5-6 o'clock and into the evening. Quite frequently, they will come and say, Mummy, I can't get on. And we'll have to try throughout the evening and try again. This is a very basic need. Businesses, of course, it can be catastrophic for us, but if your 10-year-old can't get online to get a simple piece of information, this will affect people moving, families moving into the village.
Not good enough, is it? Well, Surrey County Council's hoping to sign a £20 million contract to roll out faster internet broadband to everyone this month, but the project's being delayed because the government needs approval from the EU to provide funding. Jim Plunkett-Cole is the founder of Smart Growth Analytics, an economic research and intelligence consultancy, and Dan Benton runs Dog's Body Technology in Camberley. Good morning to you both.
Morning, Nick.
Dan, first of all, how good is your internet connection in Camberley?
It's actually pretty good. It's not too bad. I think there's quite a big divide between the rural broadband speed and the urban broadband speeds, but I've found it's been good so far, but then I'm in a relatively built-up area.
I mean, Surrey is a rural county. Jim Plunkett-Cole, I can't believe that we're 15th in the European League table for broadband speeds. What's going on?
Well, it's quite incredible. Somewhere like Surrey has got around 30,000 home offices. 5% of all the resident workers in Surrey are actually earning their living from a home office, and it makes it quite an important industry in its own right. In fact, manufacturing has only got 7% of resident employment. And in terms of sort of the coverage across Surrey, it's got four times as many home offices per hectare than the national average.
So it's even more important that we get decent broadband in this neck of the woods.
Absolutely. It's crucial to Surrey, and crucial to that sort of superiority that it's currently got with home offices.
Dan, what's gone wrong here? Because I've come to see my internet connection as a utility. I see it as important as my electricity supply and my water. We wouldn't put up with shoddy water supplies in places like Ripley. Why are we putting up with shoddy broadband?
I totally agree, and I think there are so many areas that we've got different broadband speeds for different sectors, which shouldn't really happen. It should be equal across the line. I set up my business 2 years ago, and I've been working from home for those 2 years. I've had lovely fast, you know, 50 meg broadband. It's been £20 a month, absolutely fine. I've now got to a point where I want to hire my first member of staff. To do that, I need to move into a physical office. And to do that, I'm now paying £40 a month for 6 meg broadband, and the difference is, you know, twofold, threefold, four times as much money for much less speed. So I'm actually finding it's harder to have it for an office than I am at home, but that's where it's different almost everywhere you go.
It just seems nuts. I mean, Jim Plunkett-Cole, what needs to happen? What does the government need to do? I mean, we heard Jeremy Hunt saying, yes, we're going to be the market leader in 2015, but I remember speeches being made about this before fibre optic broadband was rolled out. Britain was going to lead the way in this. What went wrong?
Well, quite simply, I mean, in Surrey, you've got a lot of these home offices are actually located in rural areas, smaller towns and villages, the very places that have got the worst broadband. And for the future, I think the main point there is that this is a very fast-growing industry. More people will earn their living from home, and there will be more businesses starting up in the home. And there's a lot of very, very powerful drivers behind that, and that includes city redundancies and skilled people, professional skilled people coming onto the market, firms encouraging workers to work at home, especially during the Olympics. You've got people that want to reduce the cost and time that's spent commuting. And behind all of that, driving that, is the technological improvements, and that includes super fast broadband. Underpinning all of that is super fast broadband. So
it's absolutely
essential. And I would say that Surrey's economic competitiveness in the future, going forward, is at risk as a result of that.
I mean, Dan, you are personally tasked with saving the entire economy. You are a small businessman, you are expanding, your business is successful. It is you and people like you who are going to get us out of this economic slough of despond. If you don't have the tools to do that, it's a non-starter.
I totally agree, absolutely. And as we move more and more of our tools that we use within business online and into the cloud, as the lovely buzzword is at the moment, we need those faster broadband connections in order to deal with that, in order to work in that way. It's just not happening.
Well, good luck anyway. I'm glad that things are going so well for you personally, and I sincerely hope that the rest of the infrastructure catches up around you. That's Dan Benton, who runs Dog's Body Technology in Camberley. And before that, you heard from Jim Plunkett Cole, who is the founder of Smart Growth Analytics, an economic research and intelligence consultancy. We couldn't get anyone from Surrey County Council or BT to speak to us this morning. No one was available, but Surrey County Council says that it is going to sign a contract with a provider this month, and it aims to ensure that homes and businesses can access super fast broadband. BT says it understands the frustrations and is committed to bringing faster internet to all. 19 minutes past 8.